Hi folks, my name is Bradley Weaver and welcome to my Family Fun Club. This week's episode, Our Animal Friends, Part 2. Let's have fun. Alright, so our first tune is about some animal friends who aren't around anymore, the dinosaurs. I wrote this song a few years back for a wonderful organization called Sing Me a Story. And what the good people at Sing Me a Story do is go into various children's hospitals and have the children who are there draw pictures or write stories. And then they bring those stories or pictures to songwriters like myself, and we turn them into songs, which are then uploaded onto their website, and people can download them and donate money. And it's just a great cause all around. So this song was written based on a story that a little boy named Noah wrote called Lots of Dinosaurs.
The dinosaurs wrecked the whole town. They were only looking for some meat. Then they took that meat back home because dinosaurs, they've got babies to feed. The dinosaur family woke up really early one morning, and they gathered up a bunch of sticks to make a nest. Then they went hunting for some food, and by food I mean meat food. Because, well, that's what some dinosaurs eat, is meat. Here's what happened next. The dinosaurs wrecked the whole town. They were only looking for some meat. Then they took that meat back home because dinosaurs, they got babies to feed. Well, the next morning, the dinosaur family wandered down into the village, and they ruled that village. And by ruled that village, I mean they made the townsfolk do their will. And by do their will, I mean they had them build a whole bunch of houses for all those dinosaur babies. Here's what happened next. The dinosaurs wrecked the whole town. They were only looking for some meat. Then they took that meat back home because dinosaurs, they've got babies to feed. Well, after ruling the village, dinosaurs left all their meat sit right on the floor of their cave. Cause you don't have to cook your meat when you live on a hot volcano. Didn't see that coming, did you? Neither did I, but here's what happened next.
The dinosaurs wrecked the whole town. They were only looking for some meat. Then they took that meat back home because dinosaurs, they've got babies to feed. Yes, those dinosaurs, they've got babies to feed.
Lots of dinosaurs. I will certainly link to singmeastory.org in my show notes so you can check out their website and listen to all the songs and see all the stories. If you can find my song on there, you will see Noah's story, which he actually drew some pictures with the story he wrote. So it's really cool to watch that and then listen to the song again. For this next tune, I won't need the guitar. We're going to do it what they call a cappella. A cappella simply means that we're going to do it just using our voices. This is a favorite of mine called Bingo. If you don't know the song, we're just going to spell out Bingo, B-I-N-G-O. And each time we do that, we're going to replace a letter with a clap or a stomp or whatever y'all want to do. So here we go. There was a farmer, had a dog, and Bingo was its name. Oh, B-I-N-G-O, 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 and Bingo was its name. Oh, there was a farmer, had a dog, and Bingo was its name. Oh, I-N-G-O, 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 and Bingo was its name. Oh, there was a farmer, had a dog, and Bingo was its name. Oh, NGO, NGO, NGO and Bingo was its name, oh. There was a farmer had a dog and Bingo was its name, oh. Geo, Geo, Geo and Bingo was its name, oh. There was a farmer had a dog and Bingo was its name, oh. Oh, oh. Oh, and Bingo was its name, oh. There was a farmer had a dog and Bingo was its name, oh. And Bingo was its name, oh. Big finish. Just kidding. Good job, everybody. And that brings us to the joke of the week. For this week's joke, we're going to go back to my son Hank. We have a phone recording of him doing one of his favorite knock-knock jokes. So let's jump right in.
Knock, knock!
Who's there?
Banana.
Banana who?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Banana.
Banana who?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Banana.
Banana who?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Orange.
Orange who?
Orange is glad that I didn't say banana cute.
Hank really commits to that joke. Normally he'll do it much, much longer than that, but we shortened it for the podcast. So I hope you enjoyed this week's joke. For today's fun fact, I'd like to stretch the theme a little bit and talk about one of our insect friends, the flea. Now, I don't know if you know what a flea is. It's a tiny little insect who can jump really high relative to its body height. Now, you may ask, how high is that? I'm going to tell you in feet first, and it's not going to sound very impressive. A flea can jump up to 2 feet high. Now you might be saying, big deal. I could probably jump 2 feet high on a good day. But let's think about how small a flea is. And then we'll think about it relative to that. Now a flea can jump up to 40 to 100 times its body height. And I think that makes it pretty impressive. Now I would like to do a tune about a flea. This is called The Flea. This song was written by my twin brother Brandon. And Brandon didn't intend it as a children's song, but I felt it was the perfect children's song, so I included it on my second children's album, Let's Make Some Music. Now, the flea in this particular tune isn't so much like the other fleas, who are really energetic and like to jump around a lot. This particular flea likes to kind of shuffle around with his hands in his pockets. So I give you The Flea. Jump, little flea. It would be like me jumping over the tallest of the trees. Jump, little flea. It would be like me jumping over the tallest of the trees. Yeah. Slowly crept along with his hands in his pockets, while all his friends were ticking off like rockets. Slowly crept along with his hands in his pockets, while all his friends were ticking off like rockets. Jump, little flea, it would be like me jumping over the tallest of the trees. Jump, little flea, it would be like me jumping over the tallest of the trees. Alright. There once was a flea who refused to hop. He'd shuffle very slowly from stop to stop. He didn't know the little legs he's got could take him off just like a shot. Once was a flea who refused to hop. He'd shuffle very slowly from stop to stop. He didn't know the little legs he's got could take him off just like a shot. Jump, little flea, it would be like me jumping over the tallest of the trees. Jump, little flea, it would be like me jumping over the tallest of the trees. Jump, little flea, it would be like me jumping over the
tallest of the trees. Jump, little flea, it would be like me jumping over the tallest of the trees.
The flea. All right, let's do one more tune for this episode. To finish this off, we're going to stretch the definition again. This tune is called The Bee, and while the bee is also an insect, not an animal, we're going to include some of our animal friends in this tune. If you haven't heard it, this is one of the favorites of my live shows, because I'm going to give you a couple examples usually, and then I'll have people call out their favorite animal or insect or really anything that makes noise. So I give you The Bee.
The bee 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 goes buzz 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 buzz. Bee 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 goes buzz 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 buzz. Here we go, bees. Buzz 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 buzz. The bee goes buzz.
That's the whole song right there, folks. We're gonna do a few of our animal friends now. We have a couple cats here at home. You guys know what sound a cat makes?
Cat, 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 cat goes meow, 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 meow. Cat, 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 cat goes meow, 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 meow.
Here we go.
Meow, 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 meow. The cat goes meow.
All right. So we did cats. We got to do dogs, right? Now I'm going to do woof. You guys can do arf or bark or yip, 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 whatever kind of dog y'all like.
The dog, 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 dog goes woof, 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 woof. Dog, 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 dog goes woof, 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 woof.
Here we go, dogs.
Woof, 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 woof. The dog goes
bark. Let's do a couple more here. How about a cow? Gotta go back to the farm here. Moo. All right, that's what I thought. Here we go.
Cow, 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 cow goes moo, 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 moo. Cow, 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 cow goes moo, 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 moo.
Here we go.
Moo, 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 moo. The cow goes
moo. Okay, we're gonna do one more verse. When I call out for a big finish at my shows, 9 times out of 10 I get this animal. You guys know what it is? Yep, we're taking it back to the first song, The Dinosaur. Now you can be whatever dinosaur you want. Stegosaurus, or Triceratops, Pterodactyl. I'm gonna be a T-Rex.
Dinosaur, the dinosaur goes roar. Dinosaur, the dinosaur goes roar.
Here we go, dinosaurs.
Roar. The dinosaur goes roar
with a big finish. The Bee. Well, I want to thank you all so much for hanging out for another episode of my Family Fun Club. Please subscribe if you haven't already and tell a friend, the more the merrier. I am always looking for ideas for themes and jokes and fun facts, so if you'd like to contact me either through my website or join the private Facebook group Bradley Weaver's Family Fun Club, I would love to hear from y'all. Now, I will leave you with another lullaby of mine. This is from my latest lullaby EP, Lullabies for Max Vidal. This one is called Dolly. I'll see you all down the road.